Imam Muhammad Musri. I'm the president of the Islamic Society of Central Florida.
I'm Lee Cockerell. On 9/11, I was the executive vice president of operations for the Walt Disney World Resort.
My name is Jennifer Bond, and I am starting my 17th year at Evans High School. During 9/11, I was teaching American history.
I woke up that beautiful morning.
And I was just sitting in my office getting ready to start out the day, and my wife called me about 10 minutes after the first plane had hit the World Trade Center and told me a plane had hit it. I just thought maybe a small plane. Then I turned on my TV in my office and saw that a second plane had hit, so I walked over to Al Weiss's office. He was the president of Walt Disney World, and we were sitting there talking about whether we should open the command center. And then about that time, the third plane hit the Pentagon. And
our principal at the time really didn't want to have us turn on the TVs and draw the attention to the news until more was figured out, more direction came from the county. So it was a bit unsettling because human nature, we wanted to know as adults what was going on. And thankfully, it was before the time of a lot of texting and cell phone use, so the word wasn't spreading as fast as it would today to students.
There were media trucks from the local TV stations, interviewers from the Orlando Sentinel, all on our property, because the word got out that the government believes it's an act of terrorism and that bin Laden is behind it. So quickly the phones were ringing off, people calling with hate, with anger.
You know, we'd always heard stories of potential targets in the world even before this happened, and Disney World's name comes up about anything that happens in the world, and so it was in the back of my mind.
We were crying, seeing, you know, buildings coming down, firefighters getting, you know, killed.
Well, actually, I remember one fireman from New York was here, and he frantically wanted to get back to New York City, and of course, by then, all the rental cars were gone. You couldn't get a rental car. They were gone, snapped up in a minute. No flights, and one of our bellmen actually said, take my car, and I'll come and get it later.
No, I don't think that they realized the world changed on that day. You know, I think for kids, it's so hard to see the big picture. And, you know, at 16 years old, things are just a microcosm of, you know, their own little experiences. But I don't think initially they did. I don't even think initially any of us did.
I went home, and I was glued to the TV all night, watching the replays. Because during the day, I was basically just seeing snippets and kept just thinking, what has happened? What is next? What's the future like?